Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. I am Krista Eswick, history graduate of the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, August 11, 1874, a notice appeared in the Barbados Agricultural Reporter newspaper advertising the sale of old rum. Notices such as this one placed by Archer and Phillips were not widespread in the newspapers of the day, but were not unusual either. Since the 1640s, when sugarcane production became the major component of the Barbados economy, rum manufacturing also became a key income generator for sugar plantations. Much of this rum was exported to the 13 American colonies and smaller amounts to Britain. Additionally, a significant quantity of the rum produced in Barbados was consumed locally, either as rations to the enslaved population or sold to the general population. Sugar estates supplied the numerous provision merchants in Bridgetown, who in turn supplied the many taverns and rum shops of the city and outlying districts. Local rum consumption was also boosted by the large number of sailors and other visitors who passed through Bridgetown, which was a major Atlantic seaport during the 17th and 18th century. However, with the War of the Independence between the 13 British North American colonies and the British between 1775 and 1783, Barbadian rum exports declined. This led to Barbadian rum producers having to depend mainly on the local market. In fact, records show that in 1876, 2 years after this notice appeared in the newspaper, Barbados exported only 3,000 gallons of rum, while estimated rum production could have reached nearly 500,000 gallons, which it did in the 1890s. This suggests that a significant portion of the rum produced in Barbados was consumed by the Barbadian population. The importance of merchants such as Archer and Phillips was therefore critical to the survival of the Barbados rum industry. The fact that Archer and Phillips were advertising for sale old rum may be an indication that this rum was properly aged and therefore of good quality and better rum than that from their competitors. Indeed, Barbadian merchants would, by the early 20th century, be in the forefront of the promotion, blending, and distribution of rum to rum shops. Therefore, merchants were key middlemen in the rum industry. It is through the efforts of Bridgetown merchants that there were rum brands such as J&R Rum, the brand of Johnson & Redman, S.C. Coles, Old King Cole, Harold Proverbs, Pretty Girl Rum, Aline Arthur, Ann Hunt's, Old Brigham and Special Barbados Rum, M.E.R. Bourne's, Nectar and Lord Nelson Rums, E.S.A. Fields and E.S.A.F. Rum. Some of these rum brands would, in the late 20th century, later be acquired by merchant R.L. Steele. Other merchants, such as N.S. Sainsbury and James Old Tudor, also had rum brands, and importantly, many of the merchants also owned rum shops, further consolidating their local rum distribution networks. Merchants were therefore critical in the development of the modern Barbados rum industry.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.